The rest of the horses chasing Arapaho were out of contention yesterday, Dino. We'll ask Bjorn Baker if he thought that was going to happen. It was extraordinary. Bjorn, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Well, we won by nearly 8 lengths. Did you see that coming, Bjorn?
No, I didn't. And I guess he won a really good race last time, though. I did think he was over the odds. I thought he was a great each-way chance, and he just loved the wet conditions, no doubt about it. The wetter, the better.
And sometimes that can accentuate results like that, can't it, yesterday, Bjorn? Some horses just simply handle these conditions. It was a heavy 9, quite testing, and he obviously really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think he loved it, and maybe a few of the others didn't quite go as well as they could on. And it's been sort of hard to get a guide on horses at the moment with the wet weather, not so much even races, but in track work and so forth. So I thought he was going good, but he went super.
Where to next with Arapaho, Bjorn?
Yeah, well, I haven't even sort of had a good look at it, to be honest. Normally I have a bit of a plan, but we'll work on that today. I was even considering taking him out for the Wellington Cup prior to yesterday. That's next Sunday, but of course it's a big dance qualifier. But he may get a few too many points to go out there now, so we'll just have to see where to.
A double yesterday, Bjorn, Knight of Power. Now, he's not at his best on a heavy track, so the fact he won yesterday would indicate he's in for a pretty good preparation.
Yeah, I think so, Dean. He went really well on Tuesday. I've been thrilled with how he's going this preparation. And even though he's definitely not at his best on a wet track, I think he had the perfect ride. Tyler just rode him brilliantly, put him in his comfort zone. He was able to save as much ground as he could and came between them late, which suits him. So sort of held up for that last run and it worked out really well.
Bjorn, your two winners yesterday were ridden by apprentices. Dylan Gibbons, who claims 3-1 on Arapaho. We'll talk to Dylan hopefully in the next hour. And Tyler Schiller, who you gave a lot of praise to yesterday, and he's had a good run for you over the last week or so. He won a Group 3 at Scone on, I've forgotten the name of the horse.
Ring the Ransom.
Yeah, sorry. And then yesterday, of course, won on Knight of Power. We've got some good young kids coming through, Bjorn.
Yeah, and for sure. In particular, there are some really good apprentices at the moment. I think, both Tyler and Dylan are doing a super job. And Dylan, of course, he might start coming to town a little bit more. So we'll be able to use him. And at the moment, the claims are really good value, especially on the wet tracks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tyler Schiller, of course, claims 2. Dylan claims 3. Bjorn, before I let you go, can I ask you about Lady of Luxury? I thought she was terrific first up. And as Dino pointed out with Knight of Power, he looks to be in for a good prep. So does she.
Yeah, and she was she looks fantastic, and she was unlucky in the Magic Millions, and I thought yesterday she probably just peaked on her run with a sort of 100 to go, but she went really, really well. I think she's in for a good preparation. She's going to go straight through to stakes class. It's just a matter of where we go. So I have no doubt the best is yet to come from her.
Agree, yeah. And did Sea Treasures do enough yesterday to convince you to press on to the Queensland Derby?
Yeah, we'll just have a bit of a think about it, see how he comes through. But I thought it was a really good run. He sort of over-raced a little bit and didn't do everything probably as well as he can. So, and the race sort of fell apart in front of him a bit. So I thought he was very, very game.
Yeah, and O Tycoon, just the heavy track conditions. I know he trialled really well, but race day pressure in the heavy is very, very different.
Yeah, and that was a big concern going into yesterday. So he'll just go out for a good break. He'll come back as a 3-year-old. He's still, I'm sure he'll give the owners a heap of fun as a 3-year-old.
Yeah, no, he's got plenty of talent. And I just think it was one of those things, a learning experience yesterday, Bjorn.
Exactly. And it's a key with these young horses too. Yeah. You've got to give him a race day experience, and I'm confident he's going to come back bigger and better. And on top of the ground, he'll be a different horse.
Bjorn, before I let you go, you've got a couple of runners at Muswellbrook today. In race 1, Watego's lines up, and in race 2, Hard to Excel. Can you give us a push for either?
Yeah, I think both are really well. I think Watego's has improved considerably from his first up run. He's got a good gait today. He should be able to push forward. And I think he'll be really hard to beat. And Hard to Excel, I would have loved to see him on a better track, but obviously there's not too many options. But I think he looks well too.
No, terrific. Well, another great day for the stable yesterday, Bjorn. Congratulations, and I hope we're talking to you again through the winter months.
Brilliant. Thanks.